Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Damn. Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live for All Talk, No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hit your girl up. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and see the whole Dollhouse family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. And oh, my God. Jaguar Wright. If you don't know this name, you will know this name after today because it's going to be a household name for you. Just a little side note. But anyway, let me introduce the rest of this dynasty. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rapstar, what's the word?
Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? Happy Sunday. What's up, Niecy? Yo,
what's up, baby?
What's good?
Oh, man. Oh, shit, another day, that's it. Shit, I'm just day by day over in this motherfucker. You feel me? What's going on with you? What's up your way?
Nah, everything's good, man. It's cold as hell, too, man. It's cold. Like, it got here so fast. Like, I broke out the fur coats. already, man. Like, I was like, yo, man. I was like, fuck, I'm stunting. Like, this shit is crazy. I think in about, you know, about like a week or so, me and wifey, we going to splurge on, like, Timberland boots and everything like that. We going to do the fall right. I hate fall with passion.
The matching Tims.
We already got the Air Forces. You know, that was a summer thing, you know. Got the Air Force popping. Now we about to get the Tims, you know. Got the fur coats popping, you know. We going to be looking like the rich couple. You know, the rich couple, Frederick and Blair, you know. She'd be like, I'm a rich bitch, Frederick. You know, that's what we going to be looking like.
I love her. Yeah, her content. I like her. I'm waiting on her to get her her check. I'm waiting on her to get her, you know what I'm saying, her verified check. Cause
yeah.
She is entertaining. That's funny as
hell.
Yeah,
she's funny as shit, yo. She's funny as shit, yo. When I first seen the video, I was like, yo, who is this? And that shit just blew my mind because she's just so funny. And the fact that I like not only just her, she got her whole family involved. She got her husband.
Involved.
She got her kids involved in the skit, you know. So it's like a family hustle. I dig that.
I ain't mad at that. But real quick, let's let's go to let's get into the DHR show intro. Royalty gonna tell us what's popping here at Dollhouse Radio, and we'll be right back. And let's get to that. Where they do that at? So let's go. Okay, well maybe we start. Okay, well shit, they just play when they want to. That Dollhouse shit. Hold up. All right.
What's going on over here?
Hey, I'm just a messenger, dog. I'm just here. I'm just here.
They
I'm just here,
ready,
dog. That's all I can say, dude. Like, hey, I can only tell the system to do something, and if it does something else, Miss STL has absolutely no fucking control over it. So let's try this.
Man.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look out for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio, and also on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And now, back to your program.
Hey, yo, if you're just not tuning in, you're here live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1, and we got you. 412, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask me about the Dr. Dre, are you talking about the decision?
Just the decision, the overall thing, just talking about, you know, actually the court proceedings when it first was dropped, we've seen that, his estranged ex-wife, Nicole Young, was, wanted to get $2 million a month in alimony, you know, spousal support. You know, she racked up all of these, things that she would need money for, you know, like cell phone bills, you know, expensive catering, security, this, that, and the third, you know. Just heard the fact that she's not only asking for $2 million a month, but she's also asking to try to get a part of Dr. Dre's name, a part of his legacy.
Please. Bye, Felicia.
You know, I'm like, first of all, what? Where do they do that at? Where you want $2 million a month? What can you actually buy with $2 million a month? I mean, even after all the expenses that you would have to go through, I'm pretty sure that they do not really add up to $2 million. I don't care if you put something on the highest of highest.
You can buy a motherfucking Maserati a month, and you $2 million. First of all, okay, the name. Let's start with the name. That's like a motherfucker coming back and being like, okay, I built Miss STL. I want rights to that name. He had been Dr. Dre since way back when NWA. I mean, how could she possibly say that she had rights to his fucking name? He built that empire. Dolo. I don't think she deserves, if you get spousal support, I think it has to be within a reasonable amount. I know he's worth some B's, billions, but my thing is you should get only your worth and your merit. Yeah, you might have had a baby with him, you know what I'm saying? But his kids are for the most part grown, so I think she's kind of fucked. She might get a little change, but $2 million, the judge is going to be like, show me how and where do you deserve $2 million a month? Like, come on, let's be real. $2 million a month, dude, dude will run through that in no time. You know what I'm saying? And she don't even fucking deserve it. This is why I tell everybody, before you do it, before you make that jump, and I go by my friend, who this has actually happened to her, I don't give a fuck if you got $187.50 in the bank. You could be a poor motherfucker. If you want to protect it, and it was part of what you had before you were married, do a fucking prenup. You don't have to be rich to do a prenup. So get that out your head. Don't think that for 1 second. Get that shit out your head. You don't have to be rich to do a prenup. All it is making sure your ducks is in a row and putting the shit in writing. And I've told this story before, my friend who had a house, paid on the house, did everything by herself, then got into relationships, then he moved in, then they got married, and then when the shit hit the fan, it was community, it was marital property. So then she had to fight to keep her own fucking house that she had before she was involved with this dude. So my thing is, I don't know why Dr. Dre would go into it without a prenup, because there was no prenup. There's no way I could have that many M's. He was a millionaire before he was married to her. So my thing is, just watch the way that you move and just put it in writing. Writing is so important. I don't give a fuck who wins.
Earlier this month, it actually did come out that the court proceedings actually went through, and the judge actually denied her of the $2 million that she was requesting.
Good. She didn't fucking deserve it.
Right. So,
this is what people are mad at me about when I say that, though. Because Dre is known, he's an old woman beater. We know the allegations from back in the day. We know this. But prior to them, his current wife, because she's not his ex-wife yet, not solidified. The papers are not dry. So we know before all of this, he was a known woman beater. That came out a long time ago. This is my thing. If that's what you endured in your marriage, I feel like I feel like she milked it because she could have been left. You enjoy to an extent that cushion of the money. If somebody was beating my ass, and that was just a relationship. I can't speak for no other relationship, but we know when she spoke about it back in the day. I ain't going to say her name. If you ain't heard the story, I don't know what to tell you. But even if she went through something, whether it be physically, emotionally, you know what I'm saying, she could have been walked away, I feel like, because he's at the stature he is. Now she want to take the bag and run. I'm glad she didn't get it. And people are like, how can you say that? Because the bitch ain't deserve it. She ain't deserve it. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody is like assholes. Everybody has one. But I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
It's crazy because I think like with celebrities, they deal with the same issues that, you know, us regular people deal with on a daily basis. It's just there's on a higher scale. You know, so we hear, you know, people go through messy divorces all the time. And then, you know, stuff happens, you know, where, you know, even if they don't have a business together or, you know, they got kids together and they're fighting for custody for kids and this, that, and the third. Everything that, you know, they do, we go through is just on a different scale. So it's just crazy to me. It's just mind-boggling that, you know, I read, you know, in an article, Dr. Dre came out with a statement and said that what she was asking for, $2 million a month, and his name, kind of sound like a demand from an angry person, and that's basically what it is. It's just basically
that's
emotion,
fucking
it's
greedy.
Just emotion.
Fuck angry.
It's greedy.
That's greedy.
It's greedy, but. It's greedy, but it's anger as well because, you know, in that situation, the person who was hurt the most is going to react the way how that has reacted. So being that, you know, she might just be like, you know what, I'm trying to take him for everything he got. He probably, out of all the things that we've been through, I'm going to make him suffer. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do that. And try to take his name down with their marriage or try to do certain things to try to sabotage his business plan. And I don't know if they had any business plans prior to them getting married. I don't know. I heard rumors of them having, like, little business
ventures.
I'm sure
she didn't get a piece of Beats by Dre.
No. No.
So
and that's the whole thing.
So what the fuck make you think you entitled to a piece of this man's name?
I mean, that's just how it is. She thinks it's entitlement. You know, anybody who follows 50 Cent on Twitter or Instagram, you know, the statement that he made, you know, is like it's entitlement. People think because you're married to him and they spend a amount of time, they think that your hard-earned money is their hard-earned money just because y'all live together and they're legally binded. But if you don't put in the work of that, they feel entitled to it. You know, so they just feel like they're entitled to it just because they've been around, you know, when it happened. And they feel like that was the moment that this was supposed to happen. So being that this was the moment that got you actually on while I was with you, even though I ain't put no 2 cents into it, I feel like I should have a half of it just because we was married. And there's certain people who, they just feel like that, and there's certain people who don't know how the law works when it comes to regarding things like that. And then they ask too much, or they're asking astronomical numbers that's not even accurate that goes, you know, with their living expenses. But at the same time, it's not really about, you know, what you think you can get out of it. It's what you think that you can get over and try to get on it. You know, I think it's greed, but it's also the thought of an angry person. You know, when a person's angry, they do the most irrational thing ever. You know, people go, you during a breakup, you know, they'll go and they brick your car and everything like that. And that, you know, just do stupid shit. You know, it might take all the earring backs off you.
I don't touch
you know,
hey,
take
bro,
all the...
I don't, hey, I done been in a gang of fucking, man, look, don't touch my shit, dog. Like real shit, dog. You striking the nerve, my nigga. Like, I don't touch your shit. Don't touch my shit. Like, I don't get that. Like, if you don't want me to retaliate against you, then don't fuck with me and I won't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit, I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I don't think she, just period, I don't think she's entitled to any part of what has to do with his name. Now, prime example, you have so many women that have built brands. What if the situation was reversed? You don't see, let's do Gucci and Keisha K.R., for instance. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's say it did get a divorce today or tomorrow. That's like Gucci saying, I helped her build her makeup brand. Really? Really, nigga? Really? No, it's not going to happen. It's like he'll come up for half her makeup brand, like, oh, we was married. I endured being married to her, and I want X amount a month. Oh, and I own a piece of her makeup brand. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That is not.
You probably do got some hoe ass niggas out there that would do some shit like that. That would pull that shit. But those are the niggas.
I ain't seen one of them yet. Not on that tier. I've never seen a man delve into. Oh, my wife got such and such while I was. That's why y'all motherfuckers. That's why Riri don't want
to
get married because of this bullshit
right here. Didn't that happen to, I'm not really sure, but didn't that happen to Mary J. Blige's husband after they divorced? He started asking, you know, X amount of money for, you know, spousal support and this, that, and the third, you know.
But Mary J., look at her pocket. They go on with the bag. The court is going to go with the bag in something like that's a high-profile divorce. So, of course, whoever's making more has to dish out to the other person. He's not making money like Mary J. is making money. She's still getting LP money. She's getting stream money. She's getting tour money. So, of course, she's going to have to come out the bag. This is not the first time a woman had to pay a man. I'm talking about branding. When a woman brands something and then they get married, I've never seen a husband say, I want half of her name, her brand, her makeup, her clothes. That's this. And again,
this is why Rihanna, Miss Riri, and she did state that in a magazine that she did an interview with about getting married. She doesn't want to be, I guess, for the most part, bothered with it. You know what I'm saying? She loves living a single life, and then she doesn't have to worry about, they ask her, you know, about kids and stuff like that. I don't want to get into the marriage and then have to worry about the courts dividing up me and the kids, and you get them on this holiday, and I get them two Mondays off, you get them on the weekends and all that. And she was just like, I don't want to have to deal with any of that. I would rather be by myself than have to deal with any of that. And I respect her for that. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to go through that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I respect her. You know what I'm saying? She, like, you know, Black Twitter. You know what I'm saying? There is a Black Twitter. You know, went ham and tried to, like, crucify her about it and go in and, oh, the family thing. And you can't have a family without the mother. And come on, get the fuck out of here. I was raised by a single mom. You know what I'm saying? She did an awesome fucking job. So it's doable, is my point. Whether it's I applaud a man that can come in and raise a child by himself, and vice versa. It can be done. Motherfuckers are so stigmatized by the whole get married, have 2.5 kids, a house, a white picket fence, and a dog named Spot. Times have changed. It doesn't work like that anymore.
I'm not really so much worried about the marriage thing. I mean, because marriage isn't for everybody. It's just like college. It isn't for everybody. But at the same time, I do agree with, you know, the family values. Like, you do need both parents actually to be present within the child's life to actually make a difference. You know, it's just me growing up. Like me, I had two parents, but I also had two others. Sets of parents as well. My mom and my father, they broke up when I was three, but my father always been active in my life. When my mom, she remarried, and she ended up marrying my stepfather. I had two positive male, you know, role models in my life. And then when my father remarried, I also had my stepmom. So I had a stepfather and I had a stepmother, not only, you know, for a mother and a father, and I had, you know, my big sister and two of my great grandmothers, my grandmother, my nana. So I had, you know, a lot of family behind me. But it does help when you have two people within a family. Every time my mom got tired of me, I'm sending you to your dad's. A break on me and a break on my mother. A lot of single parents don't have that option where once they, you know, can send their kids to the other parent, you know, to just get some rest or just get this or just get that and everything. And it does matter. Like, it two parents who is very active in their parent or in their children's life, it does matter, you know. There's certain things that I could talk to my father that I would never be able to talk to my mom or get the right opinion from a male's point of view. Just like if there was something about a female I really couldn't talk to my dad about because he's not a female, you know. The values change, but at the same time, I don't think the dynamic should change as well. Even if there's not a good male role model within the family as far as, like, a father's absent or a mother's absent, I think there should be some form of representation of a strong male or a strong female within the family to pick up those things that are lacking. You know, so that's my whole thing. I know there's single mothers and single fathers. I talk to them all the time. I see single mothers get offended when I say that their son do need a father in their life. They say that they could, you know, teach them how to be a man. A woman can't really teach a woman how to be a man. She can teach them how she think a man should act, but it's not always accurate on what that woman might think what her thing is being a man for. You know, everybody has different interpretations of what they think things are. Like, for example, the last time I was in Puerto Rico. Now, there was this woman. I told you about this story. I told you about this story, STL.
What's
up? People have interpretations of things that they don't really understand. So I'm in Puerto Rico. I'm in San Juan, big city in Puerto Rico, the capital. I'm, you know, right downtown. You know, I'm in a Jeep with me and a few of my classmates. I was a student abroad, went to the Hispanic Student Association. We was in Puerto Rico for a while and everything like that. We on the busy streets. All of a sudden, there is this lesbian woman. Knowing that she was lesbian because I seen her and her girlfriend, and I seen the fact that she was also the dude in the relationship. Now, being that she was like,
What made you feel that way? Was it the way she was dressed? She was like
it was the way she was dressed, and they was kind of, you know, sitting on the sidelines. You know, you could see that they was kind of close, and you know, they was hugged up and everything like that. But I was like, okay, that wasn't really the issue that I had. The issue that I had is what followed up towards it. So it's a busy intersection in downtown San Juan, and there's cars going by. Now, in the middle of traffic, the woman, the one that looked more of the man in the relationship, she walks in the middle of traffic. In the middle of traffic, while there's green lights going, cars going by, she stands in the middle of the busy traffic. So all the traffic is stopping. So she has her girl walks across the street while she stands in the middle of the busy intersection where the cars are stopping and everything, and safely her girl gets across the street. Now, in her mind, she thinks that a real man or somebody with a masculine type of vibe is going to sit there and stop traffic so their woman can actually walk across the street. That's not really how it works. Common sense is like, you know, real niggas have common sense. A real nigga is not going to say, you know what, I'm going to walk in front of this busy intersection, possibly get fucking killed so my woman could walk across the street and I end up like,
wait, okay. Well, no,
a real man is going to say common sense. I'm going to wait till the light actually turns green for the walk sign to go, and then I'll safely have my woman walk across the street so I could be alive so we won't miss our dinner or our lunch break.
I don't think this is not a common sense man thing. This is just common. That's just common sense. And you are the epitome of, okay, if this, even my guy friends, people have reacted to me totally differently since this little makeover demo deal and the hair and the color, and people are like, it's weird. Even like my guy friends that I have known like for a long ass time, I don't know what it is, but even they're like, they're, what's the word I'm looking for? They're energy? Yeah, energy. Yeah, like their energy is different. And I'll be looking motherfuckers upside their head, but you fucked me up when you was tripping off how she was, like, dressed. And because she was dressed a particular way or she gave off a certain type of persona. And it just made me think about, because I find that with this little change, people act differently with me. They treat me differently. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? Like, is it... This is what makes y'all act. Yeah, it's like, and this shit's weird, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nah,
that shit's weird.
I'm
just not used to it.
Like, it's cool. Like, people observe it, man. If a motherfucker walk around with a dog outfit, I'm going to look at him like, okay, that's a nigga walking in a dog outfit. If I see two women and they hugged up and one look feminine and one look masculine, I'm going to assume that the one wearing the baggy jeans is the man in the relationship. That's just how I'm going to see it. But like I was saying was, it's not the fact that, you know, it's the common sense thing, but it's what I was saying was the different interpretation. Her interpretation of what she thought would be manly or masculine was to walk across the street and stop traffic so her woman could walk across the street. Meanwhile, any regular nigga be like, nah, I'm going to wait until the green actual light turns green for me and my woman could walk across the street. But because she has an interpretation of what her thought would, what a man would do, it's obscured. And it's kind of the same way with parents. You know, sometimes, you know, when a woman, she has men, like I talk to women who say, I got, you know, sons and their father's not involved. But I try to, I'm the man, and I'm the father and the mother. No, nigga, you just the mother. That you might be doing things that most, I'm tired of people say that, because you don't go around saying to the man, Happy Mother's Day. It makes him feel emasculated. You know, so
I 110% agree with you on that. Because it's time to get into this Jaguar right shit. I got to talk about this one. But look, I will say before we take a quick break, when it comes to that, I fucking despise it. I don't care what role you play in that child's life. If you have a slip between your legs, you a motherfucking woman. If you got a dingleberries and a penis, you are a motherfucking man. Don't go around on I hate when to see studs when it comes to Father's Day that do that. I despise that shit. If you bitch, then you should have celebrated Mother's Day and called it a day. Because that right there, just like you said, they not running on Mother's Day talking about some, oh, well, I'm the mama too. Nah, y'all can say that shit. Please, please stop doing it. Like yesterday, please stop doing that shit. I can't stand it. But anyway, neither here nor there, a whole nother show, a whole nother conversation. So real quick, let's do Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead, and then we'll jump into this Jaguar right, man. I don't know what's going on, but we're in the sea.
With that bullshit, you ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, I freaked it. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like Top Dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a Hall of Fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist.
Tourist.
I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought an 83 Cutlass for the weekend.
Weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I made 500,000 and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
And I freaked it.
I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
Should I keep it?
I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy die, slap on me now. Pass me the shirt, put me in the car. Lady daddy die, motherfucker lie. Cheaty, cheaty, bang, murder everything. Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit,
bullshit.
You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 100,000, I freaked it.
I made
500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Okay, and we back. So if you're just not tuning in, you hear we're all talk no filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1 and we got you. Oh, Mr. Tanner, much appreciated. I did see that. Okay, Jaguar Wright is about to become a household name. So we're going to let you know if you don't know. We're going to let you know today who the fuck she is. Jaguar Wright. She is a R&B, a neo-soul singer, and she has done collabs with big names, Jay-Z, The Roots. She has a couple of people under her belt. So I don't know what the problem is, but recently she has come out of the fucking bag on so many celebrities, and Black Twitter is not happy about her slamming their favorite celebrities. So she, I don't know what the thing is with her and Diddy, but she unleashes this tirade on Diddy about, okay, first of all, let me start from way back when. If you ever were a fan of the video vixen, Miss Superhead, you know, who wrote the book way back in the day about all mm-hmm. the different celebrities that she rides, that she was, I think I have that book on my bookshelf, but about the people that she dated. I'm no lie, I think it's right there at the top, right there. Yeah, I have it because I'm nasty like that. But anyway, she recently went into this tirade about Diddy. So we know that even Superhead back in the day said a lot of times they would go to the gay clubs, and Superhead is not gay or bisexual, you know what I'm saying? But she said they would go to the gay clubs a lot of times. And she said it's in the book, so there's no allegedly. It is, you take it up with Superhead. But she said they would go to the gay clubs all the time back in the day, and she really didn't understand what that was all about, but they would often freak. He would often want to frequent gay clubs. So let's start there. Jump fast forward to recently, Jaguar Wright went on this tirade again about Diddy is back in the spotlight, and she was saying how Christopher Walker, Williams, the singer, you remember Chris Williams, the singer, back in the day, went into Bad Boys Records to get a demo deal from Diddy. One of his, I need some water, one of his affiliates that worked in the office, he left the door unlocked at Bad Boy Records, and she walked in on Christopher Williams performing fellatio on Diddy. She says they didn't stop. Now, this is what the woman told Jaguar Wright, who in turn turned around and spilled all the tea to a celebrity blogger. So again, back in the light about being on this sexual tip, I don't know what Diddy did to piss her off or what these other celebrities did to piss her off. She went on a tirade about Hakeem from Empire, that somebody turned him into a cokehead. He was, because, you know, I don't know if you've been following. You didn't follow anybody from Empire, did you, Rapstar?
I used to watch the show. I used to until I just said, fuck it, I'm pro power. So, yeah.
And I got a question for you about power, too. But anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. But my thing is, do you think that Diddy hasn't come out and denied any, even back with the Superhead thing, he never came out and did any, rumor control. So if Diddy was to come out, let's say he did, for the sake of argument, come out, do you think that would in any way impact his career? Because this is the second or third time a woman has said that Diddy has had some latent homosexual tendencies, interactions with men. What do you think?
I think everybody in the industry knows. Like, it's like an oncoming joke. I mean, you seen Drink.
I don't see that though.
Drink Champs. But did you see Drink Champs?
Drink Champs.
You know what Drink Champs. It's with.
Don't do it. Do it have anything to do with porn, dog? Because don't you be fucking up my shit.
This is strictly hip hop. This is actually a podcast that the rapper Nori has. Nori has a podcast called Drink Champs, and what he does is he has legendary hip hop artists come up on the show, and they drink. And it's a whole interview. It's an interview. Like, it's an interview. They smoke. They drink on there. They smoke weed on there. You know, they just get busy on there, and they just answer, you know, questions and talk about, you know, the good old days and things that's going on within the industry with them and everything. And they had an interview where it was Jadakiss, Fabulous, and Puffy was on there. And this was a big thing because, like, they were saying some of the things that Puffy says could be borderline homosexual. Like, the things that he would say, like, he was going around the show calling, Jadakiss daddy or something like that. He was like, I like how you do that, daddy, you know. But everybody knows how Puffy talk and everything like that. And he went to Fab and he said, you know, me and you never partied before. We never partied before. Like, we had parties, but me and you never partied before. Like, what you trying to say? 50 been saying it for years. If anybody knows 50 said, 50 Cent stay clowning motherfuckers. 50 been saying it for years. He said one time they was at an award show, and they was at this party, and Diddy came to 50, because you know everybody know that 50 used to write for 50 back when he was with Columbia and all them. So he used to write, so he did business. Diddy told 50, he was like, you know what, one day I'm going to take you shopping. 50 got offended, like, what the fuck did you just say?
Mic check, you muffled, bro. Mic check. You muffled.
Like another. But 50 felt like offended because he said that Diddy offered him to, you know, take him shopping. What nigga would take another nigga shopping? You know, so everybody kind of like knows Diddy might go that way. It's like an unspoken secret. Everybody know that Queen Latifah may allegedly. May be like that. Queen Latifah allegedly may be like that. I mean, I think people still holding on to that damn set it off a little too long. I mean, come on, man. It's been years.
No. She came out. She came out officially.
She came out.
Yes, she did. Her and the brat came out. I mean, we knew
I know
it.
The brat came out. But we all knew about the brat, baby.
We all knew. She played
Queen
a little too motherfucking good.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. But see, what this is, I knew about the brat because I remember her and Lisa Ray, they just had something and everything like that. She confessed that she had a lover and everything. But I mean, everybody knew about, you know, the brat, you know, back and forth, you know. So it's like, you know, it's easy. But with Puffy, I mean, it wouldn't hurt him. I mean, if anything, in this day and age, in 2020, we have a lot of gender fluid motherfuckers out there, and we continue to have, you know, artists who comes out who are, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. I mean, all of this is nothing new. We've been having artists that was gay, bisexual, and everything else. So I don't think that it would hurt his career. It's just like, you know, yeah, we kind of figured. I mean, there might be something to it, you know. So
I'm gonna say this about Jaguar Wright. I feel like she really just is trying at this point to be relevant. Like, what I don't understand. I don't know if her and Diddy. He touched the button. Before this, I had to research her. I never really knew exactly who she was. So before I came with the story, I had to, you know, dig some statistics on her because I'm like, who the fuck is she? But
mm-hmm.
I guess if you're in that Hollywood glam circle, something happened that she is livid about. But I'm going to be honest, Jaguar, you know, the picture I initially saw of her and then seeing her recently in interviews, she looked like a whole stud, bro. I'm going to say that. The Hawaiian shirt, first of all, I'm going to let you know you was wrong. Let's start there. The haircut, you was wrong again. And it makes me wonder, because when I initially Googled her and to find out who she was and what she was about, you know, she had the long hair. And she had the, you know what I'm saying, like this little slinky dress on. And I thought they were two different people. Matter of fact, they looked like they could have been fraternal twins, like brother and sister. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when she came off, she was giving one persona, and then she switched into a different persona the way she's coming off now. And I'm trying to figure out what she went in about Will and Jada.
Mm-hmm.
She went into depth about a lot of things. She had like an hour interview with this blogger and just went in on so many, relevant A-listers. And she just started going off. I'm not sure what repercussions. She better hope that, you know, because, you know, people they disappear real quick. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, they will dissipate your whole career in your face. We've saw it done. Why the fuck you think Carl Thomas, one of my favorite artists, came in and was gone? I really do think there is something to an extent, unless you're an indie person that comes up from the mud on their own, like a Bootsy or a Twister, who they went looking for them, I do think you got to do something strange for some change at some point if you want to go to that next level. So what's your feelings about that, especially with you being an aspiring man yourself of the arts? If you got to a certain point in your career and you're working on releasing singles now, let's say you got a deal tomorrow, but a year into it, they say, okay, rap star, if you want to go to the next level, you got to do this. What's your response to that?
No. I have these conversations with my grandfather, believe it or not. Like every day I have these conversations with my grandfather. My grandfather, he's just now starting to listen to rap. I mean, he listened to rap before. Shout out to St. Louis on this one, because if it wasn't for St. Louis, my grandfather and my grandmother wouldn't listen to rap. Their first favorite rap was Air Force Ones by Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't like rap before that. They really wasn't with it. You know, they just didn't like it. Every since they heard, give me two purrs, buy me two purrs, they've been rocking with Nelly ever since, man. So shout out to the Lou for that one. Y'all got fans here in Pittsburgh, but you know, my grandfather, he asked you questions all like that. He know that when it comes to the music business, I have certain morals and certain standards that I would not go by. He always tried to, you know, give me a scenario. It's like, I know you write your own music, but if somebody came to you and offered you a song that was a guaranteed hit and you'll acquire all of this money, would you do it? And I constantly would tell him, hell no. I said, being that I'm a hip-hop artist, I'm not a rapper, I'm a hip-hop artist, there's a difference. And being that I have spent damn near, I'm 29 right now, I damn near spent like 18 years actually perfecting my writing style. I taught myself how to rap. I taught myself how to write in a 16-bar format. I taught myself how to write hooks and bridges and choruses and breakdowns and everything. This is something that I have a history of doing. So if somebody comes to me and offers me a deal, even though, you know, I might not be popping right now and I might get a guaranteed hit with this, it's not mine. I wouldn't be able to call myself an artist if I took that deal, because that means I would be poked. I'd be just like everybody that I make fun of. Every artist that I say I laugh at and say you need a ghostwriter, I would be just like them. And I look at hip hop as an autobiography, and I think, you know, as an autobiography, I said this before. I said, when you have a DJ, you don't have DJs coming in and having other DJs scratch a form and then they say, yeah, that was me. When you have a graffiti artist don't have somebody else tagging something and taking the credit for it. A b-boy don't have somebody else having somebody break it down, move, spinning on a cardboard box, pop locking and everything like that. But yet, you know, when you have knowledge, even though it's old, it might be old to you, but it'd be new to me. So if it's a knowledge that was passed down from thousands and thousands of years ago and it worked, and you come and you tell me that same information that I never knew before and I did it and it worked, that old knowledge became new knowledge. That was new knowledge to me. So yeah. I'm looking at all the elements of hip-hop, and I'm saying, if all of these elements are hip-hop, why is it the MC, the rapper, is the only form of hip-hop where people have to take credit for somebody else's work? I don't get
that's
that.
Not
that's not hip hop.
But that's That's for another day, another show. I don't. Well, we'll agree to disagree on that because we just gonna keep moving. But back to the whole Jaguar Wright thing. She spoke on the whole August Alsina, Will Smith, Jada thing, and she kept mm-hmm. saying, you know, that these artists had also, even Yaz from again Empire, they had all been chauffeured up to what she kept calling the Smith compound. Compound, that's a powerful name for someone's home. And she was saying that these people had been chauffeured up there, and they just kind of disappeared and melted into the glow of what was known as the Smith compound. And Yaz being one of them, you know what I'm saying, young entrepreneur, you know, rapper trying to do his thing, as well as August Alsina. And we know what happened with August Alsina. He made Jada feel great. Like she said, it had been so long since she felt great. And I could see Will breaking. I could see the crack going from the top of his head, through his chest, through his nuts, down to his toes, to hear her say that. Like, I don't know how I would feel if a motherfucker just was like, they made me feel great. Like damn, like, you just heard the lust behind it. It's just crazy what goes on behind doors in Hollywood. And I really want to know, she has a secret. This is my guess, though. This Jaguar Wright, I don't know what somebody in Hollywood did to her for her to throw so many to name drop like that. Girl, you got a fucking death wish, mommy. I don't know what you're going through, but you need to cut it the fuck out, because you're messing with a lot of people that have a lot of power. Just like the young lady that said she walked in on Diddy and Christopher Williams with the whole fellatio in his office. This is the same. Uh-huh. This lady also told her that Diddy verbatim said, "What are you going to do? Tell somebody? I do what the fuck I want to do in my building. If I can make a man, it's a power thing, and if I can make a man suck my dick, I can make anybody do anything." So when people have that kind of merit, that kind of...
Don't he sound like a hot bitch? Don't he sound like a hot bitch?
Not a hot bitch. That's pretty good.
He talking like one of them, you know, Diddy bitches that be like, you know, I can get a man to do anything, you know. Yeah. Be like, come on, man. Like, the fuck out of here with that shit.
Well, we know he's always been a, you know, very what's the word, conceited. I don't know what other way to put it, but conceited man. So we know how he feels about himself and his power. But it's just crazy to me when you do make it to a certain level, what you endure. It's just fucking me up. I don't, like, again, I don't know what possessed her to go on these rants these last 2 weeks or so and name drop on all these people, but I hope she's ready to be blackballed. That's all I see, because I didn't know her before she came out and said all of this, and she name dropped a lot of fucking people and their dirt to this fucking blogger. I don't understand. So
it's amazing.
It's amazing
how these people have so much energy to do all this stuff. But if they actually would put that energy into actually something positive, they would be unstoppable. You know what I mean? They would be unstoppable.
That's true.
If they put that same amount of energy into telling everybody in the world that so-and-so been getting his dick sucked by so-and-so, this world would be a lot better place. You know, maybe we could even stop the COVID, you know, if we actually, you know, put our brains together and stop snitching on people, minding our own business. We can actually come up with some shit.
Use the other
90% of your brain other than some bullshit. That's exactly what it is. Some bullshit. Some he said, she said. Desperate housewife motherfucker. Like damn, it feels like Life in 2020 is like waiting for the next Netflix special. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Waiting for the next what's coming on next? It's another suspense. Oh man, I can't deal with another suspense, man. After everything that's been going on, R. Kelly and COVID and Trump and everything like that, you know, I can't deal with another motherfucking shit, man. It's an emotional roller coaster. I just think that, you know, man, out of all the shit that people got going on, if they actually use it for positivity, we'll be all right. But that's
well,
not going to happen.
Since you spoke on, you know, using things for positivity, how do you feel about Tory Lanez? You know, he's still going back and forth about him shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot, you know, after they left that party. Right. But, you know, recently he dropped a album, like within the past, what, week? Not even 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. So the album flopped. Basically, it did horribly. So Tory Lanez goes to, you know, to different TV shows and stuff like that, and he honestly, he talks about Megan in the song. First of all, you talked about her in the song, and you did that because you wanted to hurry up after the incident and hurry up and drop a track or an album because you thought people was going to run and buy it just to see your side of the story because he feels like he got a raw deal. He didn't get to explain his side. Well, one nigga, she has holes in her damn foot. She gets out bleeding, and this motherfucker has the nerve to say on these different shows, oh, well, she didn't have a broken bone in her foot. She didn't have any torn tendons. What the fuck you mean? You got the gun charge. You had the gun. She get out. She bleeding, and you still want to deny a motherfucker. That shit kills me. You can have the proof right in a motherfucker's face, verbatim. I can tell you what I saw. Fuck what I hear, because I need to see it. Because my eyes are not going to deceive me. You motherfuckers see what happened, and you still want to say it never fucking happened. Where the fuck do they do that at? That's my thing. And you're mad. You're like, he's acting like a little bitch. So Tory Lanez, says that, oh, well, her and her people, they put out a smear campaign on me. That's why my album flopped. No, nigga, your album flopped because, one, it was trash, and two, nobody gives a fuck. They're Team Megan Thee Stallion. That's right, boo. Fuck him. We ain't tripping off him. Oh, my bad. I'm back. My fault. But, yeah, I think that's fucking retarded. I think he was fucked up. A lot of people felt like it was fucked up of him to utilize her in her name in his shit and then get mad because it didn't do no sales. That's telling you motherfuckers evidently didn't want to hear about you shooting her in her motherfucking foot. So, I mean, my thing about it is you probably best stand down, bro. I don't know what else to tell you. Tory, calm down. These stars are out of control. And I think it's because it's quarantine-itis. I think motherfuckers are tired of being quarantined. They sick of this COVID shit. And they losing their mind. It was so many stars got divorced after COVID. What, because you was stuck in the house with a motherfucker for a couple of months? you saw all their true motherfucking colors, all of them. Everything came out. All the shit hit the fan. It was so many fucking divorces, and it all came after COVID. Big Hollywood divorces, millions and billions of dollars, dog. COVID fucked up everything. COVID fucked up just everything. Goddamn COVID. Okay, I'm done with that. But anyway, it's about that time, man. Go ahead and tell them how to get at you, and then we out.
Yo, you can hit me on both of my Facebooks, Cameron Cortez, Roman Numero Dos. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore412. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rapstore412. Under a new management, Beautiful Danger Entertainment. It's going to be crazy. That's where my 90s EP is going to be dropping from. Tonight I'm going
and
back to the
song.
Studio having
song.
My second. Yo.
Bro,
like
we got
tonight.
We got,
back.
Y'all sit tight. We got a song coming for y'all. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm going back to the studio, man. Like it's going to be crazy. Me and STL talking about the shit, man. It's going to be crazy. So y'all just got to wait patiently for the EP to drop, and we're going to hit you with some shit. It's going to be crazy.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, hey, you know what it is. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate the people on demand. We'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Don't know what the fuck happened to that Niecy girl, but, hey, I don't know. But anyway, she's probably getting the bag, knowing her. She got into a photo shoot or something. I don't know. But anyway, we see y'all next week. We out.
Yeah.
I was talking to Filter, Dalhouse Radio. We out.